Hello everybody, welcome to Fat Buddies episode 13 here with Jake Fat Trading. We're going to talk about the market, what's happening with the market with all these games being postponed or suspended, what's happening with Libertadores content on foot and with Fat Player Days.
Yeah guys, we're excited to chat with you today. We kind of got this interesting new promotion, and it looks like by the prices we can see on the screen here that people are enjoying some of these new cards, which to me are essentially like Team of the Season cards from South America.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like a big surprise, but I didn't imagine they will like boost these cards so much, probably because let's say it's like Copa Libertadores and it's hyped more for South American users. They wanted to give them also some nice content for them and to be a little bit more attractive for European and other rest of the world players.
Yeah, I agree. What are you thinking of the promo so far?
I mean, personally, I don't watch Copa Libertadores, and for me personally, it's not so attractive. But I can understand the hype of some of the players. And I believe this hype is exactly what I said, brought up by the users in that region. And also there are some players here who were like big stars in Europe, like Tevez, Valencia, and so on, yep. Who might be appealing to general users, let's say. Mm-hmm. But overall, let's say, I personally didn't buy any of these players. I didn't trade with any of these players, so I wasn't interested in them. But I can understand the hype.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that EA actually did a super good job with this promotion, and I think that it's not going to cater to everyone, like you said. There's just going to be people that look at these cards, kind of laugh, and will never ever use them in their teams, which is okay, you know?
Yeah.
All cards are different. Some people feel the same about Team of the Years, right? Because they're way too pricey. So they look at the Team of the Year cards, they laugh and say, oh, I'm never going to get one of those. I don't care. But, you know, looking at these cards, they're really, really good. And they're really boosted. A lot of them link to each other. Argentina squads aren't too hard to pull together now. When you have Tevez, Lopez, you have Messi in there. They did a lot for this promotion where you can try to get links pretty accessibly because they have the player picks now through kind of like that league SBC type section, and then they've been really doing a good job. Like the flashback Diaz was a great selection, so they can link some of these cards, and same thing with Davinson Sanchez. They definitely put him in because they have two new Colombian left backs that are incredible. So I really think they've done about as best as they can with this promotion.
Yeah, what I'm missing, and probably a lot of people are missing, is the Brazil League.
Yeah.
And I think, I mean, you can see, probably you have it on the screen, you can see that you have a lot of Argentinian players, some from Uruguay, some from other countries, a lot of players from Colombia.
Yep.
And okay, these are nice, but it's like you have a Champions League promo without, let's say, Barcelona and Real Madrid. And I think they are missing that. Now, I mean, I saw also some comments on Twitter, and there are some teams there in Brazil which would have been very appealing to a lot of players. And Brazil, it's a very nice and strong link in FUT.
Yeah, you guys, they don't have the Brazil licenses, and that's why you don't see the Brazilian league in FUT. So I assume that was the issue. But yeah, I think that would have brought a whole another level of hype to it to get some, like, especially attackers, because Brazil has incredible defense already this year in foot with Lodi, Emerson, Juan Jesus, Diego Carlos, Militao. You think of all these great players they have, but if you could have added some more wingers or central mids that are really boosted, like, this promo would be crazy. So I'm not sure when they can try to re-sign them for licenses' sake, but I hope they do soon, because that would take this promo to like a whole nother level next year.
Yeah, and I don't want to bring the elephant in the room so fast, but PES has the license.
Oh, no. Uh-oh. What are you doing?
For the Brazil League.
Of course.
And what I mean, I don't follow the league, the Brazil League, but I know Flamengo is a team which has a lot of fans. So, a lot of users were waiting for some Flamengo players, but unfortunately, yeah, it is what it is.
Yeah, so hopefully they can get that back in the future, just because that would be, obviously, that's a huge missing piece to this promotion. And they have a huge fan base there, too, so it'd be good for the users. But like you said, it's for that fan base. It's cool to see players you've watched and be able to use them. And then they just juice these cards like crazy. Like, Tevez is sitting at 940K because of his name value, of course, but it's also an incredible card. Salvio, yeah. I've looked at him compared to Messi. Statistically, and with all those important stats, he actually looks better than Messi in game. So some pretty crazy players here, so I think they did a good job.
I didn't follow the, let's say, the Argentinian icons prices during mm-hmm. this promo, but I would say they of course rose in price because, as you said, the Argentinians are, let's say, easier to link. You have Messi, you can link to that. And with an icon, you can make a pretty nice team.
Yeah, I didn't even look at them myself, to be honest. But yeah, it just makes sense because there's not too many missing pieces now from Argentina. You know, you have the Di Maria specials. You have Martinez FFS as a CDM. Mm-hmm. So yeah, there's just a lot of clever ways to start linking them together now. And then they added the new right back and center back from Argentina as well. I think Perez is was the name of one of them. He looks fantastic. He's 6'3". I can pull up his card here, but that's what I was really impressed with, is how synchronized this promo was with SBCs. And it's good for EA too, right? Because SBCs are a coin drain where they want people to spend their coins. So if you want to entice people to do that, you can essentially start adding in links for them where they're like, oh, now I can use these players easier. So they did a good job, in my opinion.
And your favorite question, Jake, tell me, how did you do coins during this Libertadores promo?
Yeah, so the best way to make coins with this promo, and you might see this again in the future, so it's important to note, was actually buying them the first day. And what happened was, and this is really specific to this promo, but it can happen again with promos that we haven't seen before in particular. So whenever there's a new promotion, people have a really, really hard time gauging prices. And for this promo in particular, it was hard because the links aren't very good, right? So you look at some of these cards, you look at Borja, for example, or a Polenta, and you say, that card looks amazing, but how can I get him in my team? So
yeah,
you don't know how you're going to fit them in. People don't know what price they should pay for them for that reason. On top of that, Friday, we were getting 2-for-1 lightning rounds and pack supply, and everyone was getting free packs. So there was a ton of supply flooding the market for 2 to 3 hours. So these cards went low. Like, for example, Borja actually went down, I know he's back there right now, but he went down to 50K during those first few hours. And overnight that night, he went to 130K. So he flew up in price. Literally almost every single player you see here did that. Salvio went from like literally 350 to 490. Valencia went up 100K on both consoles. Hinostroza has been a great one to trade with. He was fluctuating. Like, he started at 40K. He went all the way up to 80K. So these cards exploded because people didn't know how to price them. They didn't know if they would use them. And then over time, they slowly started realizing they weren't supplied a ton, for one thing. And then they can link to each other, right? So these cards still do hold value. And if you see right now, they're priced pretty accordingly, in my opinion. I think they're priced fairly. Tevez, Salvio, and Lopez are maybe a little bit high because they have some hype around them still. But the rest of them...
Hype and strong links.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And if you see the other cards, I think they're priced really accordingly. So you might see a little dip during rewards tomorrow during that next period of massive supply. But then they should recover probably to right around these prices. So if you see a dip, feel free to buy, because a lot of people probably want to try these cards in Weekend League.
Yeah, and because this podcast is sponsored by by Jake, just to let you know, guys, because what you are telling us, it's very interesting, but you need to be very careful. Mm-hmm. I was, let's say, online quite a little bit during Friday's release, and I've noticed everything that Jake said. But if you are like a type of player or a user or a trader who just logs in once and logs in the next day, you may miss this kind of bounces in prices. For example, I know Valencia. Valencia, let's say he was maybe 150, 170 at some point during during the release. And I remember you said on the Patreon, on the Discord, you said, guys, this price looks very nice. In in 30 minutes, in 40 minutes, maybe in 1 hour, let's say max, he, I don't know, he doubled in price of or something like that. It was crazy. So if you would have been online then and made a quick move and so on, you could have won a lot of money. If you bought a 300k and he dropped to 200 in the next day, you could have lose a lot of money. So it's a very a tight thing to do to manage these prices and to trade with them. If you're on the Discord, you may see these advices from Jake from time to time. I know you advised also Tevez during his price range increase. So it was capped at 650 and EA increased his price range. A lot of players dumped their Tevez's on the market and he was, let's say, quite cheap, a little bit above after the first price range. If you would have bought then, you would have made, let's say, until now 200 or 300k per card profit. But another risky move, if you are not checking these prices, let's say for all the promos or for all the players' price ranges updates, you may not have the game in yourself to deal with this kind of trades and coins, because you need to have a lot of coins to, let's say, buy three Tevezes at 700k.
Yeah, Florian's right, and I want to describe that process a little bit more because what he said is perfect and there are good opportunities around it. So Tevez, guys, was extinct for, I think, 72 hours or more. I think it ended up being more than 72 hours, which is crazy, right? Like, I don't know why EA does that. I've seen them correct price ranges literally within 5 minutes. I've seen it multiple times. So I don't know if it has to do with someone specific being in the office or just stupidity or what, because if a card's that hyped and a new card, they should give anyone the chance to play with them. But if he's extinct, you know, there's bot extensions and there's stupid people that are just gonna sit and snipe, like 10 of them, so the people that want to try him won't actually be able to. So my point with that is basically for 72 hours anything that popped up was gone instantly. Like, you probably couldn't even find him on the market, or if you saw him, maybe someone else got him. It's just, it's kind of just luck based. But what happens is slowly and slowly they're accumulating. And then once people see the price range update, they think, oh, I need to sell mine really, really fast and get a high selling price. Because for Tevez, for example, they made his price range 1.2 million. And people did get sales initially at 1 million because he was the only one listed, right? So people were still trying to get him for their team or snipe him. And if you only see one, you're like, oh, sure, I'll pay it. But what happens is, everyone tries to do that within literally like 15 minutes or 30 minutes. So they list at a million, then someone lists at 975, then someone lists at 950. And then all these are getting undercut and people start panicking. So Tevez actually went under his, what I thought would be his normal value. And it kind of, it was funny, guys, on Xbox, his price range he was extinct at all week was 650. And I looked like 30 minutes after it got updated and he was already down to 660. So I shouted him out on Xbox. I'm like, wow, people are panic selling. Buy these now because he's getting mass listed. Supply will dry up and then he'll go up. And he did. He went up like 150K. But the longer a card is extinct, guys, the more opportunity you have for that. So if you see a card's extinct for more than 2 days, know that it might be a good time to buy it right when it updates.
Very, very true, very true, Jake. Let's say we talked a little bit about these Copa Libertadores cards, but when they were released, EA released them in the promo called Fat Player Days.
Oh no.
My question is, except the screen, the in-game screen where it says Fat Player Days. And maybe some objectives. Yeah, we have some objectives in Weekend League where if you did some number of wins, you got an extra player pick. except these two things. Where else do we see this promo, or what's with this promo?
Yeah, I think EA messed up by putting that on the screen. They added that screen like less than 18 hours before. So we kind of knew that Libertadores was coming, but we didn't know about Player Day. So then they added the screen, and it kind of created some market movement and panic because last year we actually got a best of theme in packs for Player Day. So we got some of the best cards back in packs. We had a good opportunity to pack them. So it kind of created some panic on the market. We did get a free pack based off how many days you played. That's pretty standard for EA to do at least once a year, sometimes multiple times. Like you said, some objectives. It looks like they modified drafts to include more icons for like a few days, but it doesn't really feel like it's player days because outside of those few things, when I log on to my console, I don't notice anything different, right? I just notice these new cards and a few SBCs, but nothing specific to the players really. So I'm hoping that this Friday they add a best of team in packs. Maybe they do a repeatable for that where you can do like a 84 rated squad or 85 and you get a chance at these best of cards. We need content to grind for, and they haven't been doing a great job this year of providing that. We really haven't got much team of the week SBCs in general or anything like that. And especially with a lot of people, like you mentioned earlier, with trying PES out, and there's a new Call of Duty Battle Royale out yesterday. They need to keep players on this game.
What we have this week, there are two cards. One we got today, one we got a couple of days ago. They don't have an expiry date, which is nice. It's something we talked about in the last podcast, and we both agreed this is something good to keep the market at some point, and also exactly what you said, to give the players a reason to grind some players, so not to go fast and do them. So we have a player moments, Alexandro, which is a nice Brazilian left back, and a German center back in Jerome Boateng flashback SBC. Both, I would say, are, let's say, correctly priced. They don't have an expiry date, so it doesn't really matter their price so much. So yeah, I think, let's say, these were the two positives of this week, together with that move which they did with adding a couple of extra player picks in the FUT Champions grind mode, let's call it like that.
That was
And
a good change too.
one thing I wanted to mention, that I've got an ultimate pack for logging daily into my FUT account. And in my ultimate pack, I've got a 77 rated Copa Libertadores player. That was my best player for my
Oh,
ultimate pack.
jeez. Ooh, that's not very exciting.
Yeah, so I opened the pack and I closed the console, and that was my night for
Yep,
FUT
exactly. It's just not
in that
enough.
day.
It's untradeable anyways, right? So
Yeah. I mean, it was the last team of the week in packs, which everybody knows it was the worst
so
team of the
bad.
week ever. I had the chance to pack one of these, let's say, big boys, Copa Libertadores guys, and some gold players. And from out of those, I didn't have anything, let's say, nice to pack. I hope they will include something better this Friday. This Friday, I know that also icon swaps are changing, so maybe we get icon swaps three, part three. We see what icons people get there to grind for. So that would be something interesting to watch.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. And I really hope that Icon Swaps 3 is pretty all out because by the time you can get all the tokens, you're talking super late year, right? You're talking at least April. So,
No, at least May.
yeah, so you're talking May. So basically, give players some of these moments, give them some of the top primes, in my opinion. If people are willing at, 8, 9, 10 months into the game, we're willing to put in a lot of time and effort, they really need to be rewarded at this point. So I say go all out on it if I was EA. That's just my opinion. But yeah, I'd put some top tier cards in there. Not like even 50, I'm not talking 15 million coin cards with like moments Ronaldinho or moments Cruyff, but you know, do a prime Cruyff. I'm okay with that, like as a top reward.
Yeah, I agree. They should put some big boys in there to worth it. I mean, to worth the time, and I would say people will play the game for them.
Exactly. And then I did want to touch on Alexandre. I actually pulled up his card here. Both you and I already like these concepts, but I do think that, and credit where it's due, right? Florian and I talk honestly about EA. We're not here to promote EA at all. Yeah. We'll just tell you how it is and what we think. But I think Sandro and Ramos are honestly like a perfect player selection. I think they're so good because they provide such amazing link opportunities, which is extremely important. So you look at Ramos, you have Varane, you have, you know, Lenglet, which a lot of people are using over there. You have Militao. Yeah, Messi. Seriously, you have so many great options. And then Sandro, you have all these incredible Brazilian center backs, Militao. You have Diego Carlos. You have Juan Jesus. You have Luis Felipe. And then on top of that, you have Team of the Year De Ligt, you know, who is one of the top tier cards and pretty affordable for what he is. So,
yeah.
And then, of course, Neymar. So I think they're doing a super good job at selecting these cards where it's like you can really fit them in your squad till the end of the year.
Yeah. Very, very true here. There are some cards, let's say, outside of this promo. There are some cards which we like a lot, and these are the live cards. And we noticed in the last days they took a small hit, because some of the championships in Europe got cancelled or postponed, or some games were postponed. So I wanted to touch a little bit this topic with you. Because of this coronavirus out there, there are some games being postponed or delayed, and you guys will see a hit in these players' prices because they will not get an upgrade. Example being, let's say, wants to watch players from Italy and some other. I'm sure in the next day some other leagues will be postponed. So my short advice here would be to be careful with those. Don't expect too much out of them. Maybe just take the coins now if you're just waiting for them to get an upgrade. Don't expect any Italian players to be in future couple of Team of the Weeks.
Agreed. Yeah, and I kind of pulled up a card here because it's a really good one to go off of today because it actually just happened. Roma said they're not traveling for their next Europa League game, so they're having some issues. I don't know if the game's going to be played or what, but you can see here Juan Jesus road to the final. His price reflected it immediately. So yesterday he was floating around like definitely 95k or so, and today you see after he was announced he was all the way up at 96k, and he went all the way as low as 80k flat on Xbox. He's slowly recovering, but he dropped almost 15k after that announcement. So it is going to have an impact, guys. And kind of my advice as a trader to you is I would mostly stay away from them. The only reason I would actually buy them in particular is if you think they're dropping too much in the panic. So, you know, you might look at a card like Juan Jesus and you say like, okay, if he ever goes 75K, I think that card is better than a 75K card, regardless of not receiving another upgrade, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and I can give you another example, which is Eder Militao. Real Madrid is supposed to play next week against City in Champions League. So until now, we don't have any news regarding a delay or a postpone of this match or canceling this match. But I would say make sure you are up to date with the news. If that game gets canceled in some way, he will get even lower than 400k. He's a little bit lower now also because in the last 2 weeks, a lot of center backs were released as SBCs by EA.
Yep.
So a couple of German center backs. You had also Ramos, which is a right back, but a lot of players are trying to fit him as a center back. So yeah, be careful. Jake said if it's a good price, now Militao is at 400k on PlayStation. probably at 350 he's already a good enough player just to buy him, to test him. I played him a lot of games in my team, and I know he's worth the coins even when he was like 500k and even more. So yeah,
he's crazy meta.
yeah. So be careful with these live cards. What I propose to you guys is to buy them during the game, watch the game, buy them if they do well, or if they sell them if they don't do well, or something like that. For example, after this recording, we have Dortmund versus PSG. There are some nice players there. We'll see who qualifies. Probably when we post this podcast, the game is already done, and we will know who gets the increase in rating. But try to buy them only if you know for sure the game gets played.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Going to the next topic. Today we got the team of the week in some way. At this hour, at 9 p.m. here in Romania, which is 7 p.m. in UK. What's the time over there, Jake?
Right now it's 2:09.
2:09 p.m., right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And at this hour, we are not sure that this is the correct team of the week, but in some way, EA released and took back the team of the week, let's call it like that. We have it on FUTBIN.
Yep.
We've got some, let's say, some good cards. I would say Wan-Bissaka, which is also a one to watch, and Mane and Havertz. We also have the ones to watch SBC, San Maxim, who got an upgrade, or probably will get an upgrade because San Maxim got into team of the week.
Yep.
How are you feeling about this team of the week? What would you say would be some good times to buy some of these players?
Yeah, this team of the week looks a lot better than the last one, that's for sure. Havertz is a nice warm welcome as a cam in the Bundesliga. There's still not a crazy amount of options there. Mane just has another special card. I mean, he has quite a few at this point, but it looks really good. Saint-Maximin is super Gucci headband man. He's super hyped in FIFA. His striker mm-hmm. man of the match is really loved, so I'm glad he got a card. He's pretty easy to link into teams with that French link too.
Yeah.
Bissaka got a nice upgrade. Statistically now, that card's like really, really good. I would even say it's better than Kyle Walker's in form if you look at the stats on it. So that's kind of exciting. And I actually just noticed this guy, that Kleber guy, that 82 right back. He's got really nice stats, actually.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's got pretty nice stats on him. I didn't expect that. In terms of investments, you're probably going to see a card like this in form Parejo get really investable. If there's not like good SBCs requiring informs immediately upon his release, just remember it doesn't take much for them to fly in price. If you guys remember, we got the shapeshifter repeatable SBCs, and all informs literally like 86 to 89 flew in price. So just know it doesn't take all that much for those higher rated informs to spike in price. Repeatable is definitely nice like that. I shouldn't say that was repeatable, but something that a mass populace will do like that.
For example, Boateng SBC, which came out today.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. He requires 287s, I think.
Yep.
Or 187 and 188 with one inform each. So yep, this is a good inform to fit in those teams.
Exactly. People are definitely going to use some higher rated informs there. So if you see a few days without them being used, he's probably going to end up being the cheapest 89 inform on the market. And on top of that, he has incredible links. So I do like that a lot. But yeah, I think, you know, and everyone's hoping for Mane, Bissaka, or Saint-Maximin, or maybe even Havertz in their player pick. So hopefully you get one of those top tier cards.
Yeah, I hope also. But let's say in my in my record until now, I don't have any reds in my first 11 or on the bench.
So oh wow,
that bad. It was my player. Where were my player picks until now?
And have you played every weekend league?
I have to say, guys, that I've played every weekend league.
Oh wow.
So okay, I'm not the best. I'm like gold gold 3, gold 1 player between these ranks. I finish Last weekend I finished gold 2 and I've got also those 18 wins for the extra player pick. But in that I've got a selection between Casemiro, Carvajal 87 and Casemiro 88, Carvajal 87 and Haaland 87. But I mean, maybe I also have a nice team, so they couldn't fit my squad. But yeah, I hope the day I fit one of these players. Even with this selection here, I don't have any player which is better in this team of the week than my first 11. So yeah, maybe it's time that EA can fit also some other specials in their player picks.
Yeah, you know what would be cool? What you're saying just kind of made me think of something, especially this late in the year.
Yeah.
People aren't going to get cards that feature in their starting 11 very often, you know? Like,
Yeah.
it's just not going to happen, especially if you play avidly. You should have enough coins for quite a good team by now.
Yeah.
So maybe in the future, because everyone's talking about extra player picks or promotion players being in packs, maybe it would be cool in the future if they did. Like you had an option where each player pick was worth a coin value and you could choose to take that coin value. So, for
That would
example,
be nice. That
yeah,
would be nice.
maybe it's 50K a pick, right? So, if you have three picks, you're going to get 150K extra, which would that would add up to a lot throughout the year. And sure, you know, a couple top tier cards like Mane might be worth quite a bit more than that, so you're losing that opportunity, but basically, that's your choice, right? You take a gamble and go for these high tier players, or you take that surefire coin. So I think that would be a pretty cool
Yeah,
concept.
exactly as it happens in Rivals Rewards, where you can choose the packs or the coins. And for example, for me, when let's say it's Messi and Mbappe in the team of the week, I might take the chance to get the players. But if it's like this team of the week, which I know it doesn't help me too much, for everybody watching or listening, I have also Mane team of the year untradeable, so this Mane doesn't help me at all. I would take, let's say, yeah, I have two player picks in my gold to finish. I would take 50K or 40K per pick. That's a little bit too much, knowing what I get every week. Maybe 50K in total. I would take 50K in total than to take any of these player fathers, let's call
Yeah,
them.
and I think that's sad almost. And hearing you say that, like they need to do that because if you rather have 50K than any card out here, that's like saying you people grinded a whole week in league for 50K, right? So
Someone can argue that I can use 91 Mane as a fodder in an SBC and that's worth more than 50K. But it's very difficult to get that 91 Mane. It's like one
exactly.
in, I don't know, 10,000 players. So
Exactly.
that's not happening to me.
Exactly. So I think that's a good concept. Maybe that's something they should look at implementing.
Yeah, so guys from EA, if you're listening, I know you do. This is your favorite show. Take notes, and you don't have to mention us. It's just your idea.
Yep,
Take it
exactly. I don't
and
care.
make it.
Take it. Don't even credit me. Just do
Yeah, we'll not say anything. We'll not paste the link to this podcast on that tweet.
Exactly.
Let's say going to the let's say through the end of the podcast, we always tell the people also some marquee matchups for Thursday.
Yeah, I'm just
Do you have
pulling up
it?
my list here.
Let's see what we have for this. I have also a small list. Let's see what we get this week. So I guess we have a very good Merseyside derby in Premier League. We have Everton versus Liverpool, which I guess it will be it has a lot of chances of being featured. We have also the Scottish Premier League derby, Rangers versus Celtic. What else do you have? What do you have there, Jake?
Yeah, I'm pulling up my list right now. It's not loading for me. I have Rangers versus Celtic as well. Which I think, guys, for that game, you can just get Scottish silvers in the Premiership, in the Scottish Premiership, because they won't ask for specific teams very often. But yeah, this was a really hard week for me to pick. It looks like I also had Dortmund versus Schalke as a good chance. At Dortmund, gold's under a K and Schalke under 500 coins. And then possibly Milan versus Roma, but I think that game was postponed, so...
It was postponed, but last week EA chose to put on the list two postponed games, so you never know.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they did that last time, so I don't know what they're going to do with EA. They mess up all the time anyway. Who knows if they even care about that.
Yeah, maybe the guy doing the marquee matchups doesn't even watch football, so...
Yeah, exactly. It's definitely possible, so... those are some chances for, that would just be tomorrow, guys. So tomorrow at Rewards is a good time to pick up some of those and a really low risk opportunity for sure.
Yeah, I was taking a look at the games, and there is also some Turkish derby, which I'm trying to find out now. I believe it's Galatasaray versus Beşiktaş, maybe?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, that's also, let's say, a nice pick if you have in your club some Turkish players.
Yeah,
Galatasaray,
I agree.
versus Beşiktaş, it's like an old derby in Turkey.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, guys, thanks for watching and listening. You can get this podcast also on Spotify, Google, Apple Podcasts. You can get it on YouTube. Let us know what else do you want us to talk about. Let's see what's happening this weekend with FUT Player Days. Follow Jake on Twitter, on Instagram. He posts a lot of trades and insights about trading. Thanks for everything. Stay safe, exactly during these times, because we all know what's happening.
Yep.
And yeah.
Yeah, stay safe, guys. Stay inside and play foot this weekend. No going outside. Stay safe.
Bye-bye.
Later.